Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I'm talking to people who made a difference in the tourism industry. With me today is Siziwe Mtumtum. We've come a long way, and Siziwe has had a very interesting journey in the tourism industry. Thanks for being here, Siziwe. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Jolene, for having me. My journey in the tourism industry started in 2008, when there was an opportunity whereby the city of Cape Town was sponsoring candidates who had an interest in the tourism sector. So they were sponsoring a course of doing a tourist guide. So I enrolled on that course. And then that is how actually I met you.
Yes, that's right.
And then I did that course for about, I think it was 6 months.
I think it was a six-month course.
I finished, I qualified as a tourist guide. And I started as working as a cultural guide within the township of Langa. 2010, there was an opportunity that presented itself for individuals who still had interest in working within the tourism sector. So we went, fortunate enough, I was selected to work for Alive PTL. Yeah, since 2010, and then I started working as an administrator, making sure that everything were planning for all the courses that we had. We were presenting, and then I also became a facilitator, cultural facilitator, which specifically I focused, well, my focus was mainly on cultures. And unfortunately, 2014, my journey ended with Alive PTLCC. Then went broader. So I worked for a company called Iluka Tourism Investment, trading as Kaylin Tours. That is when I started becoming now a consultant, a reservations consultant. So I was making all the necessary bookings, restaurant guides, tours, booking accommodation. So now I was growing in the industry until COVID came. Then we all know the pandemic really hit us hard. And I think I was at home for about 2 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time. 2 years to be precise. And then 2023, I got an opportunity to work with one of the most luxurious tourism company, Jara Tours. I was with them for a period of a year. And while working with them, I also had a lot of exposure as I was growing in the industry, and I became actually the assistant reservations manager for the company, which I was overseeing all the reservations when the manager was not there. So as I was with them for a year, kept on learning, growing in the industry. And then currently I'm with Ilios Travel as a sales consultant. So another department now. So I've ventured into sales now, which I am currently enjoying very much. And I'm still hoping and thinking that I'm still going to grow within the industry, as there are still so many opportunities for us. There's so many unexplored ventures or sides of this industry which I am looking and thinking of exploring. And also maybe I can go back to guiding and extend my scope and become a Western Cape guide as well, because now I'm still a cultural site guide, because now the demand is growing. The tourism again is growing. It's growing. It's like it's going back to what it was before. We are busy all the time.
Siziwe, I mean, obviously you have been climbing and climbing and climbing, which is fantastic. Is that something that is normal in the industry, or do people get stuck, do you think?
It's something that is normal in the industry for somebody who's very ambitious, because you need to be ambitious. But if you wish to become in one place, you can stay in the same place in the industry. But this industry is very broad. One can climb all the ladders until you reach the top.
Right. So you've been a guide, you've been consultant, you've now are you sales manager?
Sales consultant.
Consultant.
Yes.
Which part of the role, which role did you enjoy most?
I enjoyed guiding. I enjoyed guiding very much. meeting different people, different cultures all the time. That's why I'm saying maybe eventually I'll go back to guiding as well. Because it's very nice. You keep on learning every day.
That's like, you have to keep on learning. That's the interesting part of it. That's what I enjoy about it as well. You keep getting new facts, basically, but also yes. other things, insights that you get into people and to the yes. areas. So when you started in the tourism industry, did you ever think that you're going to be where you are today?
No. Actually, how I landed into tourism, it's actually a funny story because I was a student at CPUT. I was studying horticulture back in the day. So horticulture is a semester course. So I got exempted on the for the next semester, so I didn't pass. So I was like, okay, rather than sitting at home, let me do something, not knowing that this would be my calling.
Absolutely. What would you say to people who are thinking of entering the industry?
Go for it. There are many opportunities in this industry. You have just need to make sure that you are ambitious. Explore the industry. Don't take anything that comes your way. Make sure that you know what you want within this industry. Yes.
And you've spoken about your successes. Were there any sort of challenges that you had along the way?
Because I enjoy the industry so much, I wouldn't say I have encountered any challenges. Because now, if you can ask me anything, I can even tell you in my sleep that, no, this is supposed to go like this, like this, like this. Currently, I'm working on with a client, actually, that gave me an itinerary. I'm like, whoa, you've got this all wrong. You cannot keep Swaziland, go to Durban, go to Swaziland. Please relook at the itinerary. She came back to me, no, this is correct. I said, no. Geographically, this is incorrect. You know, you're going to be going vice versa. So every day, it's a new learning curve. Yeah. So I wouldn't say I've encountered any problems.
Well, I can just say, Sizibim Tumtum, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad our roads crossed at some stage. And all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm also glad that I met you because I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't met you.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.